Breakfast with KC. All the latest things.
Today is the 15th anniversary of the passing of one of the greatest broadcasters this country's ever had. It's Jerry Ryan's 15th today.
15 years
blows my mind.
Wow.
I was working up in Dublin. I was sitting right beside Tony Fenton up in Today FM when the news broke.
Oh my goodness.
Tony would have been obviously very close with Jerry.
Yeah.
And I can remember just looking across at him and he went pale.
Of course, yeah.
But the news broke. It was about 10:30 on the morning that it was announced that Jerry had been found. He'd been found in, I think it was Rathfarnham. I think he had a house close enough to, Rathgar, out that area close, if you're heading out towards RTE. And it was just like, it was earth shattering news because he was such a massive, massive character and such hugely popular broadcaster.
Yeah, he was just, I don't know, at the time he was broadcasting.
Jerry Ryan was radio.
Wasn't he?
Now Prendeville will have something to say about that, mind you. Here in Cork, Prendeville was like,
at the time,
brother.
Nationally, you know, but my mother was a huge, huge Jerry Ryan fan and still is to the day. It's very sad.
Mm. I grew up listening to him as a kid. I remember on sick days from school when you wouldn't, like, you'd convince the mother you were sick as a dog, but then you'd be lying in bed eating toast, laughing to yourself, and he would be on the radio.
And I used to be often late for school.
Yeah.
And I'd love to get a bit of Jerry Ryan. And do you know what I'd love? When he'd be doing the papers and you'd hear every ruffle of every paper.
A slurp of coffee. Yeah. Or he'd be like, you'd hear him swirling two salpadine in a glass. Oh, I had a big night last night. You're like,
what's he all about, man?
Yeah, no, he hid nothing. It was brilliant.
I rang him up once to get on the air with a totally made up story, and I got on.
Of course you did.
And he was talking about telepathic twins.
All right.
And I rang up pretending that myself and my brother were firemen, and I put on this stupid Dublin accent. I was like, oh yeah, myself and my brother now, you know, if we was to fall, Jerry, and bang me knee, he'd ring me and go, we've been awful sore knee. And of course, Jerry Ryan just picked me apart and started asking dates of births and everything and just went, goodbye.
That's brilliant.
I have it on tape somewhere
at
home.
Do you have it?
I have it. I just have to go into the attic and go digging. But Dave Fanning has hailed the impact of his late pal Jerry Ryan ahead of the 15th anniversary today. Dave told the papers this morning, I would love to have seen where his career went. Because he probably was destined for The Late Late Show, wasn't he? He did present
it, I think, once or twice.
Yeah.
Yeah, he would have been great on it, wouldn't he?
Yeah. I always found with Jerry, weirdly, that he was amazing on radio, but when he transferred to TV, something didn't quite fit. I don't know what it was. He lost that kind of comfort and relaxed.
I think so.
I really liked that School Around the Corner thing he used to do.
Yes. That was good.
With the kids. He was brilliant. He was brilliant with kids.
He was a brilliant conversationalist, full stop kind of a thing. I don't think they make them like Jerry Ryan anymore.
Yeah, absolutely. And he never wanted to get into radio. He was training as a solicitor and he somehow ended up in broadcasting.
He
was a lawyer. So anyway, rest in peace, Jerry Ryan. 15 years today. They did this thing for Jerry Ryan years ago, which was, it was brilliant the way they did it. They went back over like 20 years of shows and took loads of excerpts from those shows and edited it up to make it sound like he was live on one particular morning.
Yes, yes, yes.
Do you remember that?
Happen. I do.
Freaky, but amazing to listen to at the time.
Yes. This is a very special day. 40 years ago today, if you're taking notes, Radio 2 took to the air. We were all very nervous. My godfather, Eamon Andrews, sent me a telegram. It was a very conservative guy, actually, Eamon was. A lot of people don't realise that. He said, keep it up, son, but do finish your law exams in Trinity next week because remember, you might need them. Good luck, Eamon and Grania. Did he ever help me? He did, actually, yeah. Gave me my first set of headphones. I did.
Yeah, amazing.
And the paper, you can hear it doing it even in that.
Yeah. Someone said, I can remember when I was a drawn silage listening to Jerry Ryan as a kid in a tractor.
That's classic.
Brilliant. Yeah, loads of those messages coming in. Anyway, that is what's happening today. It's 19 minutes after 7 o'clock in the morning. This is Red FM. We're talking handbags. Rory O'Hagan, handbags at dawn. The mystery of the female handbag. What is going on? Tell you what, I had to drive to Dublin yesterday and I was in one of the old Red FM cars, so I had to transfer all of the stuff, you know, the things you need for, you know, your car charger and your headphones and your sunglasses and an inhaler and all the little bits and pieces, and I didn't have a bag to put it in to get it from one car to the other this morning. Stuff fell out of my hands, rolled under the car, and then I had an awakening. It was like a Buddhist moment. I found enlightenment. Now I understand the handbag.
Are you saying you want a little Longchamp for Christmas?
Absolutely. 100%.
Sling it over the shoulder.
I get it now. I get you, ladies.
Have you never had a man bag or a little satchel?
I have a kind of a computer satchel thing. Yeah,
man bags are great. One, Roar.
Yeah, of course I've got a man bag.
What's the weirdest thing you have in your handbag? And you need to justify this as well. 0868 104 106. Laura.
Morning, Red FM.
Hello.
I have this black handbag, currently put my hand into it, and I have spare undies.
Okay, spare underpants, lads underpants. Why?
She has spare lads underpants.
Yeah,
spare undies
for her child.
Not my husband's undies. There are 4-year-old's undies. Four. Joey's currently four, and the undies, God only knows how long they've been in the bottom of the bag, and they're size 2 to 3.
Aww.
Talk a bad mom.
But they will come in very handy. Anybody with little kids, when you have to be out in public, you know the crack. Strangest thing in your handbag, Katie Jane?
I would often have something like a tin of pineapples.
A what?
Tin of pineapple.
Why wouldn't you?
Just in case.
In case of what? You want to make a fruit salad?
I'm kind of a bit hungry. No, I'd eat them on their own, like.
Out of the tin. Do you have a fork in there to go with them?
You know we've bowls in the kitchen. Don't take that tone with me. We've bowls inside there.
They have bowls down
so
in Kerry as well.
You're bringing them in to have as your kind of breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, no, that's okay.
No, just in case. You're missing the point. They're just constant in the handbag.
Yeah, but that's like saying, just in case I need to have a bag of coal in my handbag.
It's
just
not.
In case
How
I want
could
to.
You eat coal? You couldn't.
Because you want to start a fire.
No sustenance.
There's no. I can't understand that one at all.
Why?
It's bizarre.
She wants to make a Hawaiian pizza, just randomly, like.
Do you know the way if you needed to have a snack in your handbag?
Yeah.
Pineapple is good for you.
But a tin sounds really messy and cumbersome and awkward.
What do you mean messy?
Open the
My
tin
next
and
point
like
was that the
pineapple
tin
juices
wasn't
and everything.
It's not going to break, is it? Tin is not going to break in the
I know, but you can't just whip out
leak.
A tin on a bus and just like eat a tin of pineapples.
Good thing I don't take buses.
Back in your busker there, Sham.
Good morning. I carry around nail scissors in my handbag because if we go for food somewhere, my kids just adore mayonnaise and they all have those mayonnaise sachets. I can never open half of them.
Well, you know when you rip them and they just go
or
everywhere.
Else you just, I often have to just give up defeat and say, no, I have to have a dry chip in a restaurant because I can't open them.
Kelly Murphy, in your handbag you have in front of you, whirl your hand around. And whip out the first thing that comes to your hand.
It's a bit chaotic in here, guys.
I know, yeah.
There's a lot of stuff. I need that actually right now. I have a bikini.
A bikini?
In my handbag.
Right.
And I'm weird.
You want me to justify?
What is it? Why is it there?
Because I might go for a swim at any point.
All right.
In work.
Oh, inside in the kitchen.
In the
after, I could go straight to the beach.
That makes perfect sense.
On a hot day, like potentially today.
Do we have a towel in there?
Katie Jane's having none of it.
I just feel hard done by. Why is it weirder for me to have a tin of pineapple that I might like to eat?
Hi, Red FM.
Hello.
The weirdest thing I'm carrying around in my handbag is my horse's tooth. That's from Lorna in Baltimore.
Hello, Lauren in Baltimore.
She's the winner.
Is it a lucky tooth?
We're seeing Katie Jane's pineapple.
I'll say something there now, but I'm on the radio.
Morning, Casey. I carry a small measuring tape in my handbag, and it's not for what you might think it is. It's actually,
what do you mean? What I think it is?
What are you thinking? What it is?
For home improvement purposes. Bye.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
So if she's going out to like a DIY shop, is that what?
That's her story, and she's sticking to it. Yeah.
Listen, you never know when you need a good measuring tape. You just never know.
Morning, Red FM. I just had a look at my handbag there, and I found a single sock by itself. No idea why it's in there or how it got there, but good thing is it's actually clean. So.
Okay. Thank you, Elaine. By the way, that was Veronica with the measuring tape from earlier on this morning. Oh, by the way, this one is brilliant. Hello, what have you got?
The weirdest thing in my mom's handbag is a body of Christ for when it was my cousin's birthday. in COVID time, and when the priest was giving out the body of Christ, he licked his finger before giving it to my mom and gave it to her. So she put it in her handbag and it's been there ever since because she's afraid to throw it out.
Why is she afraid to throw it out?
It's the body of Christ.
You can't be throwing that in the wheelie bin.
Mm. It's the Lamb of God.
Literally Jesus' body, look.
But yeah, so obviously she was slightly freaked out for hygiene purposes and COVID purposes with somebody licking their finger and handing
which
the
host. Which is fair. COVID-y handbag.
Pretty
now.
Much fair enough.
Hi, Red FM.
Hello.
Inside my handbag, I actually have all the answers to tomorrow's pop quiz.
Okay.
So if you call me tomorrow at about 8:15, I'll tell you what they are.
Oh, thanks, Susan. That's really nice to hear from you.
The 1,000 euro pop quiz
with Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Paladuff, North Point Business Park, and Maham Point Retail Park.
Who is that? That's Carrie and Mallow. Random slitters in fields in Mallow. Right, who we got? Dennis, how's it going, Den?
Good morning, sir.
How are you, kid? What's in your handbag, Dennis?
A turtle.
Oh, very good.
Yeah.
Never leave home without one.
No.
Good man. What's his name?
Leroy.
Leroy the turtle.
Leroy or Levi?
Leroy.
Leroy, very good.
And how long have you had Leroy?
Oh, 46 years.
46 years. He must be fairly big now. It must be quite a sizable handbag. What does he eat?
Money.
Now that's where it's going.
Oh, yeah. Good on you, Dennis. Well, we give you a grand here. Let's go for 10 out of 10, buddy. Let's do it.
Let's play in 3, 2, 1.
How much is in the Red FM cash machine at the moment, Dennis?
251,000.
What? 251,000, yeah. What two Cork characters are in statue form in Cork?
Moya.
Question number 3. What couple were known as Brangelina?
Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie.
What material is in the core of a slither?
Leather.
Question number 5. What bird is a recent Colin Farrell character?
Penguin.
Question number 6. What is the name of the dog in The Simpsons?
Santa's Little Helper.
Question number 7. Who voices Buzz Lightyear in Toy Story?
Paul Allen.
Question number 8. Curse of the Black Pearl is part of what movie series?
Harry Potter.
Question number 9. What is the name of the family in the Goonies? The Goonies asked us before. The Frat something. The Frat somethings. Frat Tellies.
No!
Yeah. The evil mean family in the Goonies movie with the Fratellis. 251,000 is the first one. Chan Maya is correct. Brad and Angelina. The material in the core of a slither is what, Katie Jane?
I have no idea.
It's cork.
Okay.
It's hard cork wrapped in leather and stitched in leather.
Okay. I never would have got there.
Cork is literally hurling. Santa's Little Helper, Penguin, and Tim Allen is the voice of Buzz Lightyear in Toy Story. Pirates of the Caribbean is the answer to number 8. And the Fratellis was the answer to number 9. We're going to have to do this all over again, my friend.
No problem, sir.
Listen, love to you and Leroy. We'll send you out some lettuce for Leroy, okay?
All the best.
Cheers, man.
And we'll give you a 50 euro voucher for Easy Living Interiors. And have a lovely day. We'll talk to you another morning, Dennis.
Cheers, buddy.
And finally, the guitar and ukulele are overtaking the recorder as the most learned instrument in schools. The number of children playing the recorder has halved in the past 10 years, from 28% in 2014 to 16% last year.
You mean to tell me, Kelly Murphy, that the humble recorder is dying out?
What will we do?
It's a sad day for humanity.
What will we do without those Christmas concerts?
Remember, you used to get your recorder. Everyone had to bring in a fiver for the school recorder, and it would arrive from the music shop. And the excitement was next level. And they were taken out in their little green strippy plastics. You pulled out your recorder. There was an instruction manual on how to blow into it. But then you got the old little kind of dino rod to clean it out. Do you remember that with the little bit of sponge on it? And then 37 children in a class, all playing, with the teacher coming in with a busted head because she was at a hen on the Friday, Saturday and Sunday night. And it wasn't as beautiful as this.
We weren't very good at it. Were you good at a KJ?
Even
I was not. I could play the tin whistle for you, all right.
Yeah, but even when we did manage to master some notes, even when we eventually got around to sorting out some notes, even when the whole class was playing in unison, something about the recorder. It's not a very attractive sounding instrument, is it?
It sounds like screaming cats.
It really does.
We should have stuck with the tin whistle. I think I did tin whistle in third and fourth class, and then we moved up to recorder, but I think I should have just stayed back and tried to master the first one.
Is there anybody out there listening right now, you have a recorder handy and you can give us a blast of Dua Lipa or something on the recorder? Can you do something for me on WhatsApp?
I'd love to hear
that. I'd love to see Cian Ducrow play a recorder.
I'm no better man. 0868 104 106. Is there any recorder enthusiasts out there from back in the day? You still have it at home? So this morning I got a message from Joanne, and Joanne said, my recorder is down in my storage unit. We just moved house. She is, quote, S hot on that thing. All right.
I love that about the recorder.
Serious, like, confidence on this.
Very good.
So I challenged her on WhatsApp. I said, listen, by this time tomorrow morning, I want a live version of My Heart Will Go on the recorder. Are you up for the challenge? So she's got back to me. She can't find it, but she's just gone into a shop. She went into Up Party in Glanmire and just bought one.
Brilliant. That's dedication to the cause.
All right. So tomorrow morning, she has accepted the challenge, and we will have a live. And if anybody, I think the Red FM Breakfast Recorder Club is something that could be born.
We had the crows yesterday morning.
Yeah.
So we'll definitely have a competition for the recorder tomorrow morning. So find your recorders now this evening.
Yeah, if you have recorders at home, the Red FM Breakfast Recorder Club, we're going to open it up to as many people as possible. But we will have a solo performance from Joanne.
I love it.
60 seconds of My Heart Will Go On to the music of My Heart Will Go On. Challenge has been accepted. Thank you, Joanne.
Oh my god.
Red FM's Cash Machine.
I mean, I'm thinking like live at the Marquee gigs and everything off the back of this.
Oh yeah, forget about the Opera House.
Straight to the Marquee. 8:42 in the morning. Let's get you 251,000 on Cash Machine. Incredible amount of money to be won. Here's what you gotta do. We're giving this money away on Friday. It's gonna go. It's guaranteed. It's the biggest amount of money in the history of Irish broadcasting ever given away to a single individual. And this is the kind of money we dish out on Red FM Breakfast when you wake up. It was 251,000. The most money ever won. Let's play for it. Text RED to 57557. That is RED to 57557. It will cost you €2.50 plus your standard message rate to play. You need to be over 18. You're playing across the Goal Out network of stations. And the T's and C's right now are at redfm.ie. So if you want to play for an incredible €251,000, text RED to 57557 right now, and we'll stick you in the draw for this incredible amount of money on Friday. It's going to go between 3 and 4.
Love waking up in Cork. Red FM Breakfast with KC.
Red FM.
Any of you nervous flyers by any chance?
Well, very bad.
Really? Oh, jeez. What's the scenario for you before you get on a flight? Do you have a pre-ritual?
No, I don't think about it, and I get on and I just panic.
You panic?
Fierce panic.
Let me fix everything for you from now on.
Go on.
Next time, a lot of you are booking flights and you're heading off on holidays. If you're a nervous flyer, I think it's the noise of the aircraft that rattles a lot of people. Mm. It's you hear things. Do you ever hear what sounds like a dog barking in the lower part of an aircraft? Do you ever hear that? Vroom, vroom.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's just the
landing gear.
The landing gear.
Yeah.
Or the Jack Russell.
I always thought they were bringing, like, somebody was bringing Jack Russells on holidays. Like, those dogs are going mental. No, that's the actual gear underneath it. This is what you do if you're a nervous flyer, okay? If you're struggling with a flight, you listen to a particular song. Play this. It has been proven, if you play Dexy's Midnight Runners and Come On Eileen before you get on a flight, it tricks your brain into believing that, like, nothing bad could possibly happen listening to that song. So if you listen to that just before takeoff, it'll eliminate your fears. This is all over TikTok, and that means it's factual. But yeah, Come On Eileen will solve all your problems.
Can that be applied to like everything in life, not just sitting on a plane? Like
triple bypass heart surgery.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can call into the boss's office because you're about to be fired.
You've got a date with Eileen. So anyway, that's the song that you need to play before you go on an aircraft. Just remember that one. Dexy's Midnight Runners. I have other old school remedies for you. You ready?
I am.
Okay. If you're having trouble sleeping at night, put a bit of garlic under your pillow, they say.
Yeah. What?
Garlic under your pillow will solve it. If you get a bite from an insect, rub an onion on it. Now you're going to be stinking of onions. Have you any old school Kerry kind of old school remedies?
My mother would be a big fan of a poultice.
A poultice? Oh,
what's
my God.
A poultice?
Have you never heard of a poultice, Roar?
No.
It'd be warm milk.
Okay.
Bread. White bread.
Okay.
Good quality white bread. All mixed up.
Yeah.
Mashed up, like. And then a muslin cloth. And if you've got an insect bite, put it on it. Tie it around with the muslin cloth to draw out the infection.
Yeah. It works. It's old school remedies.
What's soda cream? Is that just work?
I've seen it work.
Take a spoonful of sugar for hiccups. Next time you have hiccups, take a bit of sugar. Hiccups are gone. Vodka for smelly feet. Put your feet in a basin of vodka and it'll eliminate all of it.
I was going to say, you drink the vodka and you forget you've got smelly feet.
Don't, yeah. Always smelly feet responsibly.
Have you got a funny joke? WhatsApp us now. Only a Red FM.
He's on a ridiculous run of wins. I think we've done 5 in a row.
Gosh, look.
This is getting embarrassing and I will soon be going into dad gag retirement.
Ah, no.
Unless my look changes.
No pressure, so
Katie Jane.
Yeah.
Our judge extraordinaire.
Okay. Ready to go.
Hey, you know I'm good for a tenner after the show.
Come here. I won't be bought.
15.
I won't be bought.
20 quid. 50 quid.
She's gone silent now.
Everything and everyone has a price, Katie Jane. And when it comes to dad gags, drums are working. Rory, take it away,
yes.
Please.
My girlfriend borrowed 1,000 quid from me. After 3 years when we separated, to return exactly 1,000 quid. I lost interest in that relationship.
Jeez. Weak start for her. Weak start. My ex-girlfriend told me she wants us to get back together again.
Oh no.
Man, I sure am lucky. I mean, first I win the lotto and then this. Hey, hey.
Over the head.
Katie Jane's just looking at me going, what was that?
a gardener friend suggests that I put horse manure on my strawberries. I tried it. I'm going back to cream.
Oh, what a god. That gets to what a joke.
What a joke.
My wife blocked me on Facebook because I post too many bird puns.
I know.
Yeah, I mean, two can play that game.
Hey. Actually, when my wife gets angry, I like to put a cape around her. That makes her super angry.
Where are you getting these from?
Let me tell you now.
This is ridiculous. Why can't a T-Rex clap? You know, the dinosaurs, the old T-Rexes. Yeah. Because they're dead. No?
I kind of like that one.
Go on.
I decided to kill off some characters in the book I'm writing. It's really going to spice up my autobiography.
Good Lord. That was a bit dark.
I told my boss that 3 different companies were after me and I needed a raise to stay at my current job. Which companies are after you, my boss asked. Gas, Electric and Sky. Hey!
Actually, my friend claims that he accidentally glued himself to his autobiography, but I don't believe him. But it's his story and he's sticking to it.
I love this one. I bought an impressionist painting of some flowers. Okay, but when I brought it back home, my cat scratched it, ran her claws through it. Now I'm trying to sell it as a Claude Monet. No.
The hairdresser says to me, do you want conditioner on that? And I said, extra volume. So she said, do you want conditioner on that?
Did you hear about the flower shop that bought a national football club over in the UK?
No.
Nottingham Florist, apparently they're called.
My son likes elevators. My daughter likes escalators. They're raised differently.
Oh, good Lord.
She's got it there, didn't you?
Yeah. My final offering. Little Johnny's in class in Glowntown in school and he gets called up by the teacher and the teacher says, Johnny,
that essay you wrote about your dog is the same, word for word, as your older brother wrote 2 years ago. Of course it is, Mrs. Johnny. It's the same dog, like.
Nice. Nice. All right, one more for me.
Yeah.
What do you call a man resting in a bog?
What do you call him? Oh, I'll have to try and guess the answer for this. Come on, we're both we're both made of turf, Katie Jane.
What do you call a man resting in a bog?
Oh, over to the listeners. 0868104106. First person with the answer to that joke, now you're getting a travel mug.
What do you call a man resting in a bog? Come on, lads, it's obvious.
Resting in a bog.
It might be obvious, but it's 12 minutes past 8 in the
morning. Yeah, I know, yeah, the old brain isn't working. What do you call a man resting in a bog? 0868104106.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Which is
it's
it?
It's in, it's in.
Go.
You get it. Pete. Brilliant. Brilliant.
Rory, 6 in a row.
Well done, Ned.
I'm not even going to challenge you this morning.
Red FM Breakfast. With Now. There goes the alarm. Stream all the top TV, movies and sports. No contract. Now you know.